Escribir una canción puede volverte loco.
Pioneros, un programa de Xavier Moreno para Radio 3 en Radio Nacional de España.
Buenos días, amigos. Estamos ya en los últimos capítulos de esta larga serie dedicada a Bob Dylan. Pero la extensa, desbordante, rica y prolífica carrera de este singular artista lo requería. Sin descanso, desde 1961, no ha parado de producir discos y canciones, algunas de ellas fundamentales en el devenir de la música popular de nuestro tiempo. Son ya 3 décadas y media y siempre una referencia, tanto para todo músico que se precie como para aficionados de todas las edades.
Lo de cambiarse el nombre es una cosa bastante común. No es tan increíble. Muchas personas lo hacen. La gente cambia de ciudad, se cambia de país, cambia de apariencias, de modales. Algunos tienen multitud de nombres y apellidos. Yo no hubiera cogido un nombre si no hubiera creído que yo era esa persona. A veces tu nombre te corta. A veces lo de tener un nombre determinado tiene ciertas ventajas. Los nombres son etiquetas que nos sirven para referirnos los unos a los otros. Pero allá en lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros nadie tiene nombre. No tenemos nombre. Yo no hice más que coger ese nombre y pegó.
Hoy llegamos al capítulo 11 y contamos, como en otros, con Federico Volpini, que hará la voz para la interpretación de las citas del artista. Y recordamos que en 1979 Dylan dio otro de sus grandes cambios al convertirse al cristianismo. Los introductores a estas enseñanzas fundamentalistas serán Roger McGuinn, The Alpha Band y Debbie Boone.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. You may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side.
Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve.
Slow Train Coming, que aparece ese mismo año, es un álbum donde Dylan deja constancia de todo esto, en el que se incluía el tema You Gotta Serve Somebody, que llegó al número 3 de las listas de Europa y también conseguiría su primer Grammy por la mejor interpretación vocal de rock masculina. En su gira por la costa oeste de finales de 1979, Dylan interpretó un repertorio compuesto en su totalidad por temas de su época Nacido de Nuevo. Sus álbumes siguientes, Saved y Short of Love, continuaron el mensaje. A finales de 1981, se embarcó en una gira por 22 ciudades de los Estados Unidos. Y en 1982 había rumores de que su fase proselitista estaba acabando.
Do remind him of what he used to be when he came. go back from where you came. But you've picked up quite a story, and you've changed since the womb. What happened to the real you? You've been captured, but by whom? In the poverty of Jesus, present him to the ball.
La capacidad de Dylan para confundir a sus seguidores con desengaños periódicos ha sido algo evidente desde su álbum Self-Portrait, autorretrato, e incluso tiempo antes en algunas vacilantes actuaciones en directo. Pero esto nunca ha sido apreciado a escala global, como en el final de los conciertos Live Aid en julio de 1985.
La respuesta, mi amigo, está soplando en el viento. La respuesta no está en ningún libro, en ninguna película, ni en ningún programa de televisión, ni en ningún grupo de estudio. La gente me dice, ¿dónde está la respuesta? Pero yo no quiero hacer caso de eso. Yo digo que está en el viento, como un trozo de papel que cae al suelo. Pero el problema es que nadie coge la respuesta cuando cae, y poca gente lo ve y poca gente lo sabe, y el viento se la lleva de nuevo.
Acompañado por unos desiguales Ron Wood y Keith Richards, Dylan dio a trompicones un corto recital acústico que fue casi inexplicablemente deslucido. Su reputación fue más adelante mellada por una película fuertemente criticada, Hearts of Fire, Corazones de Fuego, y un álbum que tuvo una fría acogida, Knockout Loaded, La Gran Borrachera. A pesar de tener una colaboración con la cantautora Carol Bayer-Sager y un acertado regreso a la forma narrativa de Brownsville Girl, la chica de Brownsville, una canción de 11 minutos de duración que escribió con el dramaturgo Sam Shepard, el álbum no funcionó.
Creo que entre el gran número de criminales que existen se pueden contar los que vuelven la cara cuando ven el mal y saben que es el mal. Sé que han hecho ya demasiadas guerras. Vosotros lo deberíais saber mejor aún. Ahora, la forma mejor de responder a las preguntas de la canción es exponerlas.
There was this movie I seen one time about a man riding across the desert, and it starred Gregory Peck. He was shot down by a hungry kid trying to make a name for himself. The townspeople wanted to crush that kid down and string him up by the neck. Well, the marshal, now he beat that kid to a bloody pulp. As the dying gunfighter lay in the sun and gasped for his last breath, turn him loose, let him go, let him say he outdrew me, fair and square. I want him to feel what it's like to every moment face his death. Well, I keep seeing this stuff, and it just comes a-rolling in. And you know it blows right through me like a ball and chain. You know, I can't believe we've lived so long and are still so far apart. The memory of you keeps calling out to me like a rolling train. I can still see the day you came to me on a painted desert. I could never figure out why you chose that particular place to meet. Oh, but you were right, it was perfect as I got in behind the wheel. Well, we drove that car all night.
never came back. I would have gone on after you, but I didn't feel like letting my head get blown off. Well, we're driving this car, and the sun is coming up over the Rockies. Now I know she ain't you, but she's here, and she's got that dark rhythm in her soul. But I'm too over the edge and ain't in the mood anymore to remember the times when I was your only man. But she don't wanna remind me. She knows this car would go out of control. He owned a record lot outside of town about a mile. Ruby was in the backyard hanging clothes. She had her red hair tied back. She saw us come rolling up in a trail of dust. She says, Henry ain't here, but you can come on in. He'll be back in a little while. Then she told us how times were tough and about how she was thinking of bumming a ride back to from where she started. But she changed the subject every time money came up. Said, welcome to the land of the living dead. But you can tell she was so brokenhearted. She said, even the swap meets around here are getting pretty corrupt. How far are you all going? Ruby asked us with a sigh. We're going all the way till the wheels fall off and burn. Till the sun feels the pain and the seat covers fade. Ruby just smiled and said, oh, you know some babies never learn. Something about that movie, though, that I just can't get it out of my head. But I can't remember why I was in it or what part I was supposed to play. All I remember about it was his Gregory Peck and the way that people moved. And a lot of them, they seem to be looking my way. I was crossing the street when shots rang out. I didn't know whether to duck or to run, so I ran. We got him cornered in the churchyard. I heard somebody shout. Well, you saw my picture in the Corpus Christi Tribune. Underneath it, it said a man with no alibi. You went out on a limb to testify for me. You said I was with you. Then when I saw you break down in front of the judge and cry real tears, it was the best acting I saw anybody do. Now, I've always been the kind of person that doesn't like to trespass, but sometimes you just find yourself over the line. Oh, if there's an original thought out there, I could use it right now. You know, I feel pretty good, but that ain't saying much. I could feel a whole lot better if you were just here by my side to show me how. Well, I'm standing in line in the rain to see a movie starring Gregory Peck. Yeah, but you know it's not the one that I had in mind.
Henry Porter. Is that his name? Wasn't Henry Porter? And you know there was something about you, baby, that I liked. That was always too good for this world. Just like you always said there was something about me you liked that I left in the French Quarter. Strange how people who suffer together have stronger connections than people who are most content. I don't have any regrets. They can talk about me plenty when I'm gone. You always said people don't do what they believe in. They just do what's most convenient, then they repent. And I always said, hang on to me, baby, and let's hope that the roof stays on. There was a movie I seen one time. I think I sat through it twice. I don't remember who I was or where I was bound. All I remember about it was it starred Gregory Peck. He wore a gun and he was shot in the back. Seems like a long time ago, long before the stars were torn down.
Pioneros, un programa de Xavier Moreno para Radio 3 en Radio Nacional de España. Sin embargo, Dylan continuó haciendo giras y apareciendo en conciertos benéficos como Farm Aid y Sun City, e incluso colaborando en un festival poético en Moscú. Mientras los críticos lamentaban la calidad de su reciente material de estudio, los especialistas en Dylan señalaban una mejora de su trabajo reciente, melancólico hasta la médula, que atestiguaban su continua grandeza. Down in the Groove, profundo en las raíces, publicado en 1988, despistaba todas las argumentaciones, ya que estaba compuesto en su mayor parte por viejas canciones de blues y favoritas del cantante.
Estoy al corriente de los sintetizadores y de las cajas de ritmos, pero eso no tiene ninguna incidencia en mi música. Es una gran tentación comprobar hasta dónde se puede llegar por ese camino. Veo que pronto se llegará a sintetizar la voz humana y que acabará siendo totalmente irreal. Se podrá tomar a Polanka y hacerlo sonar como Howlin' Wolf, o viceversa. Pienso que eso no tiene importancia, pero es desagradable. Una sustitución de la realidad, una simulación. Todo eso tiene el alma de un robot. Vuestra cabeza piensa que es cierto, pero vuestro corazón sabe que es falso.
Coming on fast. Ain't complaining about what I got. Seen better times, but who has not? Silvio, silver and gold. Won't buy back the beat of a hot grown cold. Silvio, I gotta go. Find out something only dead man knows.
Su espontaneidad era interesante, su oportunidad quizás desafortunada. Posteriores evidencias del amor de Dylan por la improvisación se pudieron oír en el álbum The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1, Los Viajeros Wilburys, Volumen 1, en el que colaboraba con Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, George Harrison y Roy Orbison.
Seven deadly sins, seven deadly sins, that's when the fun begins.
Seven deadly sins. Sin number one
was when you left me.
Sin number two,
you say goodbye.
A lo largo de finales de los años 80, Bob Dylan continuó con giras, apareciendo con Tom Petty, los Heartbreakers y The Grateful Dead. Algunos conciertos fueron realmente inspirados, otros mediocres. Pero de lo que no hay duda es de la importancia del trabajo en directo de Dylan en el contexto de su obra artística. Más que cualquier otro, Dylan usó el escenario como un medio para redefinir su trabajo y se significó en este periodo por estirar sus textos a nuevas e inhabituales medidas, o a cambiar el significado de frases o canciones enteras por medio de enfatizaciones o entonaciones distintas. Canciones como It Ain't Me, Baby, No Soy Yo, Cariño, o It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, Se Acabó Todo, Chica Triste, podían por tanto ser comprendidas como testamentos de celebración, apatía, desilusión o simple disgusto, dependiendo de las imprevisibles y a menudo excéntricas inflexiones de Dylan. La ambigüedad inherente de su mejor material era brillantemente evidenciada en sus actuaciones en directo y añadían una nueva dimensión a su obra.
Away from my window, leave out your own chosen scene. you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone. Never weak, but always strong. To protect you and defend you. Whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door. But it ain't me, babe. From the lens, babe. Step lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. And it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Sus experimentos y aberraciones de los últimos años no cristalizaron en un excelente trabajo universalmente aceptado hasta finales de la década. Oh Mercy, Oh Perdón, de 1989, trajo de nuevo el misterio musical y lírico de las canciones de Dylan, que siempre le había separado de sus contemporáneos escritores más jóvenes. La producción de Daniel Lanois cubrió de suaves resonancias el trabajo y complementaba perfectamente el aire inevitablemente siniestro de Man in a Long Black Coat, el hombre con un gran abrigo negro.
La gente no vive y muere, solo pasa.
He gave, he said, every man's conscience is vile. and you pray. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied.
Imágenes del Antiguo Testamento aparecían de nuevo en Ring Them Bells, Suenen las Campanas, y en otra de las canciones, Shooting Star, Estrella Fugaz. Pero Dylan ya no jugaba con emitir férreas certezas.
Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, cross the valleys and streams. For the deep and the wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. Oh, it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. Oh, the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few who will judge the many when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when our innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. For the lines are long and the fighting is strong, and the breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Pioneros, un programa de Xavier Moreno para Radio 3 en Radio Nacional de España.
Vi una estrella fugaz y pensé en mí. Si era el mismo, si alguna vez llegué a ser lo que tú esperabas de mí.
Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of you. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of me. If I was still the same, if I ever became what you wanted me to be. I missed the mark, overstepped the line that only you could see. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of me. Listen to the engine, listen to the bell, as the last fire truck from hell goes rolling by, our good people have prayed. It's the last temptation, the last account, last time you might hear the sermon on the mount. Last radio's playing. Seen a shooting star tonight slip away. Tomorrow will be another day. Guess it's too late to say the things to you that you needed to hear me say. Seen a shooting star tonight slip away.
What was it you wanted? Fue lo que querías. Parecía extrañamente burlona, mientras que la maravillosa Most of the Time, la mayor parte del tiempo, presentaba una serie de pensamientos positivos minados por las calificaciones implícitas en su título. I can't survive and I can't endure and I don't even think about her most of the time. No puedo sobrevivir y puedo resistir e incluso no pienso en ella la mayor parte del tiempo.
Tell me again so I know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over. Get it back on the track. You got my attention. Now go ahead and speak. What was it you wanted? When you were kissing my cheek. Was there somebody looking when you give me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows, someone that I might have missed. Is it something you needed? Something I don't understand. What was it you wanted? Do I have it here in my hand? Whatever you wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you'd be so kind? Has the record been breaking? Did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important? Maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot. Thank you.
Soneros, un programa de Xavier Moreno para Radio 3 en Radio Nacional de España.
Y si el álbum Oh Mercy mostraba un aspecto misterioso subyacente, en sus actuaciones en directo esto era aún más evidente, particularmente en la divertida gira conocida como Never Ending Tour, la gira interminable, en la que se embarcó Dylan en 1988 con una banda básica de tres músicos, inicialmente dirigida por el guitarrista G.E. Smith. Su siguiente álbum, Under a Red Sky, bajo un cielo rojo, tuvo pocas críticas amigables cuando se publicó, aunque el tiempo ha curado lo que simplemente era resentimiento por no haber producido otro Oh Mercy, y el álbum hoy está bien considerado, si no mejor. Pioneros, un programa de Xavier Moreno para Radio 3 en Radio Nacional de España. Y aquí terminaremos por hoy, no sin antes agradecer la colaboración de Federico Volpini, que hizo la voz para la interpretación de las citas del artista. El próximo día continuaremos con la que será la decimosegunda y última parte, y para la que hemos reservado algunas opiniones de peso. Hasta entonces, que paséis feliz día. Adiós, amigos.
Había un niño y había una niña que vivían en un callejón bajo el cielo rojo. Algún día, niña, toda tu vida te parecerá nueva. Algún día, niña, tendrás un diamante tan grande como un zapato. Que el viento sople suave, que el viento sople fuerte. Un día el niño y la niña fueron cocidos en un pastel.
And there was a little girl. was a little boy and there was a little girl, and he lived in an alley under the red sky. There was an old man and he lived in a moon. One summer's day he came passing by. Was an old man and he lived in the moon, and one day he came passing by. Someday, little girl, everything for you is gonna be blue. Someday, little girl, you'll have a diamond as big as your shoe. Let the wind blow high. One day the little boy and the little girl would both bake in a pie. Let the wind blow low and the wind blow high. One day the little boy and little girl would bake in a pie.